Awesome Friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Hi, everyone. This is Courtney from My Perfect Romance. I'm in Turks and Caicos, as you all know. I'm taking this vacation, and I promise that I do some interviews with some lovely couples that would have a good story. And these are my first two lovely... You guys are on a romantic holiday?
Well, for sure. Without the kids, this is the first foray into...
Empty nesting. Traveling. Oh, I love it. Yes. Okay, so tell me about that.
Well, we have a senior in high school and a sophomore in college, and they were both busy this spring, didn't have time to take a vacation with mom and dad, so we decided to go off and take one on our own.
It's the first time ever in recorded history they're jealous of the parents.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, so please introduce yourself.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jason.
Okay, Jen, so just give me a little bit of background. Where are you from and, you know?
We live in Illinois, Central Illinois. We've lived there for about 4 years. We also lived in Japan for 3 years, and we lived in Mexico for 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. And you live in Chicago, right?
It's a little bit south of Chicago.
Okay. So you've really gone through a lot of different, lived in a lot of different places together.
Lots of adventures.
Moving in of itself is trying on a relationship. So you've been through, what, 3 big moves?
Eight. We moved 8 times. So
you have to be really flexible to be able to do that. Like, flexible with each other, flexible with your time.
Yes, I think we have the routine down now.
You did this with your kids?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, the company I work for moved us around quite a bit internationally. Mm-hmm. And we're both pretty adventurous. So each move, whether it was in country or out of country, seemed like a new adventure to us.
Yeah.
We learn something new everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so where did you meet?
We met at college.
I was going to be more specific. We met at Gilligan's Bar and Grill. So it is possible to meet your future wife
at a bar.
And we've been married 26 years, so it's obviously worked.
Yeah, so when you saw her, what did you think?
Oh, wow. Like, she's out of my league, but I'm going to try it.
And how did you try it? What did that look like?
I tried dancing with her at a club. This is like 1995. Yeah. And it didn't work. I pursued her for 6 months, and then we started dating.
Did you get her number? How did that...
Well, he was actually on a date with my roommate at the time.
Oops.
No, it wasn't a very serious date. It was more of a casual friends outing. But still, I was like, dude, you're on a date with my roommate. You can't be hitting on me.
There was no chemistry there with the roommate, so I thought I might as well branch out.
So it took a few months.
Jen, what did you think? When you first saw him?
I always thought he was one of the most fun people I'd ever met. Just fun to be around, ready for an adventure.
That's so great. And then how long did you... Okay, so it took... How many months did you say before she actually went out with you?
Well, I hung out with her friends for a while. I kind of showed up at places that she was at for about 6 months. Going in college, that's not...
And it's kind of hard, you know. Now you can see where everybody's at. But back then, that took some work.
Yeah, I just happened to be there from time to time.
Yeah, did you, like, call some friends, or how did you get that?
Yeah, I was friends with some of her friends. I got friends that just happened to show up at the same place.
She's like, is Jen going to be there?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay, so then how long did you date before you got married?
2.5 years.
Something like that. Okay. 2 years. Yeah. And we were engaged for about a year. So.
And were you guys out of college when you got married?
Yes.
Okay, so you're both kind of in your career.
Just graduated, started careers. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you were kind of moving in a direction together. Or you could, after college. You're like, okay, we've done that. Now we're going to make choices about our future and where that goes. And we're going to do that together.
Yeah, exactly. Job selection, job location, all that. together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then how much longer did kids come along?
About 5 years until.
Okay.
Kids.
Oh, that's good.
What we
then
did
really
for 5 years, I have no idea.
Yeah, what did you do for 5 years?
We're like, what did we do with all this free time?
We took a little vacation.
Isn't that the craziest thing? And don't you feel like as soon as your kids are gone, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
They take up so much time and energy, and now you're back where you were before you had kids, and you wonder.
Just now.
Exactly.
You didn't feel like you had time then, but so then you go, what did I do with my time?
I know.
I didn't feel like I had any.
No, I know. Somewhere 5 years.
Did you guys travel? Where were you living when you got married?
We were living in Naperville.
Yeah, outside Chicago.
Okay. Okay, so you kind of made a big circle.
Yeah.
Started there and are ending there.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you guys think you
are
going
to what the next adventure is.
You never know. Yeah. We're open to adventure.
Yeah.
I love that about you guys. Okay, so then you were in Chicago, and then where did you go?
Then we moved down to
we're in Central Illinois for a while. You're from Idaho, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm from Salt Lake City, but then have lived in Idaho.
Okay.
Only two places in my life.
So we're in Illinois for a couple of moves. You know, 2 or 3 hours apart, no big deal.
Yeah.
And then we got the opportunity as a young family to move to Mexico for
what part of Mexico?
Monterrey.
All right. I've never been there, but
it's beautiful.
Would you want to Did you learn how to speak Spanish?
We did. We learned quite a bit of Spanish.
Yeah, we did.
I can still understand a lot, but I don't speak it enough to really keep up with it.
And then this was, you had kids, little kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And were they in school at the time?
Yes.
Okay. That's, I bet they, did they know Spanish?
And they did. It's kind of a use it or lose it thing, right? And so after 15, 18 years, they start to forget a little bit of it. Our oldest is now taking Spanish in college.
Okay.
So we're kind of hoping, man, this is the easy A for
you. Is it coming?
He says it is.
Okay, so you've got, what are your children are how old? And
they are 20 and 18.
Okay, boy, girl, or boys? Oh, I have two boys, too.
They're funny.
And I... Actually, my boys are the same age as yours are. I have an 18-year-old high school. I don't know if you know that. That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, four moms and seven boys.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
And then my oldest is 20 and in college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where at?
At U of I, University of Idaho.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, he's studying fire science. He wants to be a forest fire... minoring in wildlife.
Okay.
Forestry. So, yeah, he's kind of on his way. Yeah.
Our oldest is at Michigan State.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a sophomore there.
Yeah, does he like it? How was the first 2 years? I mean, isn't it weird? 2 years, I keep telling Owen, I'm like, you're halfway done, buddy.
These college visits are like, weird because that's where we met was in college. And so, I've been like, you talking to girls lately? You know, just to see him.
Seeing any cute girls
exactly.
Maybe try to
he's
dance
like, why would I do that? I'm like, well... Turns out pretty well.
That's fun. So do you guys kind of go to your, take him to your old haunts, like the places you loved? Or is it completely
changed?
We didn't go there. No, we didn't go to school
there. Oh, you didn't go to school there. Okay, but
we're not afraid to share.
But we have a good time going to see him and visit and hang out.
Yep.
We're doing well in March Madness. We watched the basketball game last
year.
So that was fun. He enjoys going to things like that, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. Like, being in college and embracing it is fun. So it sounds like he's kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would say we're really adventurous on the weekends. We're probably home maybe 1 to 2 weekends in a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have a lot of family around the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Some of our hobbies take us places. So
now that you have an 18-year-old, it's easier to kind of like take a weekend.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. So, and what about your youngest? He's graduating in a few months.
He's graduating in a few months. He's still deciding where he's going to college.
It's such a tough choice right now. And it's hard for parents, too, because you want to like give your input. But, you know, ultimately it's their choice.
Yeah. We're just kind of right now like take a step back. Uh-huh. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, and they will.
Exactly.
You know? That's what it is. That's what I keep reminding myself, like, take a deep breath. They're figuring it out, and they will be just fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you lived in Japan.
Yes.
Okay. Tokyo, yep.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
Two and a half, 3 years.
Okay. And Japanese, you learned Japanese too?
We learned a tiny bit. They kind of teach you very formal Japanese.
Okay.
But nobody really speaks formal Japanese.
Okay.
So you try. It's very complicated language.
We learned survival Japanese. It was like, when we lived in Mexico, we always joked that Jen knew the Spanish to be able to talk to the people on a day-to-day basis. The plumbers, the roofers, whatever.
Restaurants,
needed to come
shopping.
Out. Restaurant shopping. I could do business Spanish. Right? And so we kind of tag-teamed it. Japan.
We do Texanese. How to tell the taxi driver.
Yes.
Different things.
How to order food. How to grab a beer. So we survived. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tokyo was a cool place.
And once again, kids, they learned basically the same.
They did. They learned to have a little more Japanese than we did because they had it in school, too. But I don't think they remember much of it.
Yeah. Like I said, that's really hard as a couple to keep moving. And how did you kind of keep it together, you know, keep your relationship strong and alive? And
I think we just always focused on family time.
Yeah.
Making sure we had good times, good adventures together.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're on the other side of the world, it's kind of just the four of you.
Yeah,
you
that's
have
all
your
you
extended
have.
Family and everything like that. So we had some good relationships with other internationals that were over there and did American holidays with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the challenge of it, I even found it a little more on not just you and I, but the four of us, right? Because you're always just somewhere in the world and it's only the four of you. So we took some cool vacations.
Everybody don't
want to run over there. Got to see quite a bit of Asia. That was fun. Whether or not the kids appreciate it, they were always seeing something new and unique.
Yeah, they may not seem like it now, but someday they are going to look back.
And,
they probably are already.
Hope
you know, once they kind of leave home, I think they start appreciating their parents and their home a lot more than they ever. I'm seeing that with my oldest too.
Really?
He comes home and, you know, they're his friends aren't always home at the same time he is, and he seems to want to hang out with us. I'm like, hey, I love that. Are you sure? He's like, Mom, are you watching a movie tonight? Do you want to watch a movie with me? Yeah. So I kind of love that. He's, you know, coming around and, I mean, maybe thinking we're cool people to hang out with.
Hey, values and family.
Eventually they realize it.
Yeah. Someday.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you move back to the Chicago area.
Yeah, we live south, like.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh, you guys have had a whirlwind of a marriage so far. As far as that you've been so many places together and done so much.
Yeah.
I mean, not many people have been through so much together.
It's all been fun.
Looking back through the pictures, for sure fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking the other day, where are our 26 years worth of pictures? Only 15 years of it is digital.
It's interesting, yes, because there are that first period of time where we had cameras, and that's where we were taking pictures of the kids when they were little.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it kind of moved to digital, like a digital camera.
Yeah.
And then phones.
Yep.
So it's like kind of trying to piece, I've been there myself, trying to piece all those together, you know, and some, I'm sure we've lost a bunch of stuff. You can't hold on to everything, you know. So, where is your future? What do you guys see with each other in the future?
You know, I don't think we're really sure exactly. I think we'll get the kids through school, kind of see where they end up going. Not that I have to live right down the street from them or anything, but if they end up in one section, you know, they really move there.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way myself. I felt since we weren't around family when we had little kids that I want to be in a place where I can do that for my children, you know? But it depends. Like, you guys were all over, so your family couldn't necessarily go
we're
going to Mexico, we're going to Japan. Where else are you guys going?
I don't know. We talked about downsizing at some point in time in the future, right? We both have some nice house and everything. But is that 10 years away? Is that 20 years away? I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. And then what advice do you have for couples? People and advice to keeping yourselves?
I think be open to change. It is very hard. Change can be very hard for a lot of people. But we've had a lot of change in our life, and I think it's helped us grow.
Well, I mean, I think that is so key because you have to be flexible with everything in life. And, I mean, as humans, we change, right? I mean, I'm not the person I was when I met my husband, but we're growing, trying to grow together and move in, you know, trying to move in the same direction, even though we have different wants and needs at this point in our life. So, you know,
I think we have the same shared vision. We're not really sure how we're going to get there, but we can kind of see what we want family to be. Not sure where that is, but I think that helps a lot. It's a matter of figuring out how to get there.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for taking time out. It's actually raining, so we found ourselves under
taking
a bar.
Shelter at a bar. It's not the first time in 26 years.
No. It's open, so we're just surrounded by people who've taken cover under the bar, and it's raining all around us, but we're dry.
Oh, yeah. So we'll come back out.
I appreciate you guys doing this for me. My first
interview.
I'm sorry it was like a struggle. I'm going to try.
No, it's cool.
Like from here, I'm going to try and make this more easy next time I interview somebody.
It's fun talking.
Okay, well, thanks you guys. And thanks listeners. Until next time. Bye. Hi, this is Courtney. I'm in Turks and Caicos, and I'm interviewing couples. And I'm at the swing bar right now, and just am sitting next to this lovely couple who agreed to interview me, or I'm interviewing them. So please tell me your names.
I'm Luke.
I'm Amy.
Luke and Amy, just tell me how you guys met.
So my best friend from 2-3 years old, like preschool, is married to his brother.
Oh,
so
that's great.
But it goes way deeper than that.
So I've known Luke for many, many years. We were in their wedding together, but he did not remember who I was.
Okay.
And we were at a New Year's Eve party at their house. And he asked his brother who I was, which I was a little offended, actually. Because I had met him a million times.
Now, so age difference, are you the same age?
2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
Yep, 2 years apart. So we were at a New Year's party that they had every year, that we attended every year. And I was sort of newly single. He was not. Yet. But, yeah, so he just...
Sometimes those
he noticed me.
I was dating someone. I wasn't married.
No,
he was divorced for years and years.
Mm-hmm. He was dating someone who was gone.
I walked in, and being the typical, you know, absent-minded male, I saw her sitting in the little kitchen island that my brother has in his house. And I say I was struck by lightning. I know that's
I thought it was a really bad pickup line.
She doesn't believe me, but that's the truth.
He didn't say it to me.
He said
it to his brother.
I went out to the garage with my brother at one point, and I said, who's the hot blonde sitting at your kitchen island?
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
He goes, you're an idiot. And I go, why? He goes, you met Amy about 50 times.
Yeah.
And I went, okay. And I was at the party with my girlfriend at the time. It was pretty much over at that point, but it wasn't official. And then,
don't you guys think, though, that there is a time and place for everything?
Yes.
Maybe you noticed, but you were not in a place.
Yes.
And then suddenly you were. And so she, seeing her.
Yeah. And I wasn't, I actually wasn't going to go. But my 14-year-old or 13-year-old son at the time was like, you know, not old enough to go out himself on New Year's. So he's like, let's just go to Kristen's. It'll be fun. What are we going to do? Sit home? So it was a last minute.
An hour and a half drive for her.
I was like, okay, I go every year. I had been through my divorce. Mm-hmm. Did not have any interest in a relationship.
Sure.
At all.
Well, that's how it goes.
Then I ended up going, and I was like, if you had told me then that we'd be married now, this is our honeymoon trip.
Oh, how long are you married now?
Going on 2 years. We've been together for 10.
We finally got here.
I love it.
Yeah.
She had been divorced a lot more recently than I was.
Yeah.
And we both at the time said, we don't want to get married. Take it slow. Just see what happens.
No.
But we both did that. We both came from marriages that weren't ideal by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
So it just kind of over time... turned into something more, and we decided right before her 50th birthday. She lived on the shoreline in Connecticut at the time.
It's okay.
And we went down to the beach, got married, had my dad do the ceremony.
Yeah, we decided, like, let's just do
a week earlier. Yeah. So we had our brothers and sisters, well, most of them show up. And her mom, my dad, because her father passed shortly before that. My mother passed about a year earlier.
So
we were all
beautiful
day on the pier. It was phenomenal. And,
then a year later, we had a wedding celebration, and now we're doing our honeymoon. So,
well, I mean, sometimes when you spread things out after a long period of time, it's like, it's not just like, oh, this happened, and 2 years ago, we were married and had, like, our honeymoon and blah, blah, blah. It's like having people forget your birthday and continue to give you birthday wishes for 2 weeks after.
It's
like a continual celebration.
It's like us meeting. Everything kind of just happens on its own time. And, we got married just because
I didn't want any part of it. For like a month.
Well, sometimes after a relationship, it is hard to rethink about, anybody else.
Yeah. Well, I was like, when you're single, I'll give you my phone number, thinking like...
And the best part was, I finally got single about a week and a half later.
Yeah.
She gave me her phone number, and then I dropped it on her that I was going in for open heart surgery in a week.
Oh, my God. You guys have had a lot happen.
So,
but I'm sure all of these things have made you kind of closer in a sense.
Yeah.
Is it?
For sure.
Do you guys feel like you...
I mean, I went to the hospital. I only knew him 3 weeks.
2 years going on 20.
Well, right. So I was there, and she was like, the nurse was like, we have spouses stay all the time. I'm like, spouse? We've been on like 4 dates. And she goes, what? So I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to be there. I needed to be there. And then it just...
And I think when you meet older, you get... These young kids, they don't know what they don't know yet.
Yeah.
They're going to get their hearts broken. And we had been through it. So we kind of went into it like, if it works, great. So I hate to sound again corny, but it was like every day that we're together is one more day that is good.
Yeah.
And you don't focus on it. It becomes just... easier, I think, and it wasn't work. Both of our relationships, our marriages,
were easy. It was just
work,
easy
and I kept saying
one.
That there. I kept saying normal, but it was easy.
Yeah, this is interesting because the last couple I interviewed, they said the same thing, that they had previous relationships that were so hard. It was a lot of work, and they didn't know anything different. And then coming into these new relationships, they said it's easy and fun, and they're happy, and they never knew it could be that way.
That is what I say all the time. If I'd known this is what it was supposed to be like.
I always told her it was like playing defense. You never knew what was going to happen. You never knew who was going to say something, and then that was going to be another, headache that you had to deal with.
Yeah.
And then when you finally meet somebody who's normal and easygoing, and they're like,
our kids get along.
This is how it should be.
There's 3 boys and 1 girl. They get along.
So great.
Our families know each other, so they all get along.
Yeah, it's good. Life is good.
Yep. I just think that's so wonderful. You guys are such lovely humans. Where are you going from here? What do you see in your future?
Hopefully more vacations now that our kids are older, because we put so many off.
Well, they were like, are you taking us? And we're like, we will take you.
At some point.
23 to 19. We're like, we are, but not on our honeymoon. We're not taking you on this one. We're leaving here and looking for a house, like, in between where I live and he lives. Mm-hmm. So we're going to finally...
Hopefully on the water.
Together.
Okay. Like what? Like ocean or lake? Well, or what do you see?
Probably a lake or a river.
Yeah. In Connecticut.
Connecticut. I've never been to Connecticut.
Mass.
She grew up on the shore.
In Connecticut.
And I grew up...
It's Long Island Sound. It's not this, but...
I lied. I have been to Connecticut.
You have?
I forgot.
Where did you go?
Well, I'm a cosmetologist, and I did an internship in New York City, and our family friends who lived in New York, her parents had a house in Connecticut. So on the weekends, we would go to, and I don't even know, it was just some, it's like was 35 years ago.
On the beach?
It was like,
was that at the beach?
No, it was in the country.
Okay.
And I remember since I had come from a small town, quiet, living in New York was a hard thing. So going to Connecticut was quiet. And I love it.
New York is not.
Yeah, a lot of New York City people. Connecticut is their
That's their getaway.
Yeah,
either
I can
on
see
the
why.
During COVID, the amount of New York and New Jersey folks who bought beach houses in my town was
incredible.
Well,
and that's why we can't find a lake house now. Same thing. Everybody from New York City
Laker
during
beach,
COVID wanted to get out of the city, bought themselves a lake house or a beach house.
So you guys want, what do you prefer, lake or beach, did you say?
I would take either.
Either.
I'm a beach girl. I think by heart I am a beach girl through and through, but
That's
a little hard to find.
We live on a lake, and I love it. I like beach, but I think I would be lake person.
See, lake is year round.
I think a lake you can do more stuff.
Yeah, right?
We have a little place in Rhode Island about a mile from the shore, so it's not a beach. We call it our beach house. It's
sure,
but we have access.
You know, I mean, you can ride your bike a mile.
We have beach access. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that make it kind of beachy. But I think in a perfect world, the lake. So in the winter, the kids, you know,
I'm already thinking ahead. Your grandkids, you know,
it's all garbage.
You do.
So we had a boat, and we're gonna go for a second boat, and
this is also future kids. Travel.
We want to travel.
Lake house.
Yeah.
So just tell me, like, where each of you want to travel. What is your biggest...
I know where she wants.
Oh.
Kay. You want to go to Italy.
Italy, okay. I think, will be next.
Yeah. Greece.
I want to go to Greece.
Like Santorini, somewhere like that. But
yeah.
I'd love to go back to Italy. I was in Rome.
So this is our first, like, I hate to say it, but in almost 10 years, our first full week, just us.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'd come back to any island.
I'm going on a yoga
place.
Retreat with my daughter next year. He wants to.
To
Bali.
Yeah, no, you should. I love that you're doing that.
Yeah. He was like, go.
This is the thing I feel like I'm going to miss out on having boys, is that connection with a daughter. So I love that for you.
Yeah. I mean, I have three boys. One daughter I have to just...
Well, you take those moments.
Thank God.
With her,
yes, I do. And I love the boys, and they're all special. And there's a different connection with them, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a boy mom. I have two boys. And I can't imagine... Wiley's my youngest. It's funny, like the three of us right here at this bar, and we are watching. We are watching my son and his friends. Oh, they're not here anymore, but there were some girls here that they were talking to. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And actually, watching the moms all said so much appreciation.
So they like the boys?
They actually said, wow, that thank you for coming over, because those guys have actually been really nice, but family.
I said we might need to go meet the moms, because they might think these boys are heathens.
Well, they...
Without, like, parent supervision.
We've been watching the whole story unfold between the... We call them the Idaho boys and the California boys.
Really?
The California boys were all... You know, they all
just
looked... like jocks. And, you know,
not even
they,
that.
Well, but they,
their
they,
delivery
they,
was like cringy.
And these guys were all like, I would say again, just they seemed like
they talked
good
to
American
us. They sat down.
Oh, really?
Oh,
did they really?
Son was yeah. like, so where are you guys from? Like 2 or 3 days ago.
Nice.
They were a little more personable and just
yeah. They are, you know, in this yeah. kind of an interesting
what
group.
What are
there.
You talking about? Over
you.
There?
We're saying you guys
getting
are good
interviewed.
Boys. Oh.
Not really, but.
I think we're good guys.
So, I mean, they're
I think
they're
that mortifies them just
and
to be.
Who's, like, Ben is an amazing musician.
They just, I think
really?
What it was they reminded more of our kids.
Yeah,
than
yeah.
The California kids yeah. were like the kind of guy that just felt like. We're here. Yeah. We're taking over. You know, look at us.
Well, as a parent, I love to hear that these boys, without their moms, are
they were good, very.
Good
they
nothing.
Were. They were not.
Groups,
not
there wasn't
were,
anything like none of them.
Yeah,
were
the other guys didn't either.
Screaming or swearing or doing anything stupid inappropriate, okay. But. Yeah, like I said, for
nice.
5 days now, this has been our entertainment.
Yeah.
Like a TV
oh,
God,
you got to come down to the right. swing bar to just watch the...
And it was funny because we were talking to the parents and we heard the California kids.
Yeah,
the girls were kind of turned off. So the California kids were here earlier, about an hour before this
yeah.
guy. And they didn't even... They stayed all down in the theaters. They didn't come up here. We were sitting here. This group came walking up. All the girls immediately
so
beeline right here. We were like,
so funny.
I guess we got our answer. There we go.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I love to hear that. I'm glad to hear your perspective on, like, you know what?
And we have four of our own, so we've
yeah.
seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every one of them reminds us either one of our kids or one of our kids' friends or
yeah.
we just, you know,
yeah.
just, you get older and you're like, oh, that's what's like so-and-so.
Well, I think, too, some of those parents have their kids' friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's
oh,
where
yeah,
they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
okay, we need to be.
Well, we
and
do.
I get that.
Yeah, we do, too. And I feel bad. Bennett got super sunburned.
Yes,
oh.
he did.
Oh, my gosh.
I was across
the
bar. I was like,
day.
Oh, sunscreen?
I know. Well, and we were talking about it. I'm like, how did that happen? How did that happen? So we did say, put some sunscreen on. He's like, no, I've got my rash guard. So he's like, wore his rash guard, but then he took it off.
Yeah.
And then we were putting sunscreen on all the boys on our boat trip. And he's like, no.
And you were on the boat.
Mm-hmm. We're like, put this on.
They told us about the boat trip.
And they wouldn't put it on. He wouldn't put it on. So, you know what? This is one of those things that people have to learn.
It's a learning experience.
Exactly.
I bet he doesn't make that mistake again.
I bet he won't either, because it's like ruined 3 of his days.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we saw him, and he walked up one day.
He couldn't even
tell.
He
looked like if he moved his arms, he was going to crack it
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
What did you just say? That doesn't even look like a sunburned outlook.
Yeah, he came into our house and sat down on the couch and completely passed out for hours. We were all in and out and whatever, and he's just like out. It was rough. Okay, you guys, we enough about all this other stuff. I thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming up. I
yes.
was trying to interview another couple, but they didn't want to. And then here
I
you
heard
came.
Her say, we're not
it.
Ready for that. And I was like, oh, she should just do it.
Thank you so much for spending
yes.
your couple of maybe 20 minutes, 15
yeah.
minutes with
You're
me.
Welcome.
I love it. And thank you. And enjoy
thank
the
you.
Rest of your honeymoon.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, do all Appreciate the things that you think you should do.
Yes, we will. We got 2 days left.
Right.
Well,
thank
you.
Hi, this is Courtney with My Perfect Romance. And once again, I'm here in Turks and Caicos, and I've just saw this lovely couple on the beach hug and kiss, and I knew I needed to ask them some questions and do a little interview. So let me introduce these two beautiful people.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Jamie.
Okay, so I wanted to start by saying, when you guys, where did you first see each other and know that it was something that you were interested in each other? Where did you meet?
We met at the school where I teach.
Oh, perfect. Yes. You're a teacher.
Yes.
Where do you teach? I mean, you don't need to set exactly where you teach, but are you a middle school, elementary?
So yeah, I teach at age 3 through 8th grade school.
Okay.
It's private and progressive. Mm-hmm. I'm the athletic director, and at the time I was teaching social studies as well.
Okay, so you're really good with kids.
I like to think so.
I think... Sometimes I think you're up to 8th grade, and that 6th, 7th, 8th is very difficult.
And that's where I am. I'm in the middle school.
So, oh, bless you.
Primarily, I've been a 6th grade teacher for the majority of my career, but middle school is actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I absolutely appreciate you. My boys were, my oldest was very difficult in middle school. Thank the teachers every day for getting us all through that. Okay, and
so my children attend the school.
Oh, perfect. So, yes. So you've had like positive influence on these young people in a lot of ways.
I like to hope so.
Yes. Well, how can you not? I can already tell you're an amazing person.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So you saw each other. What did you think?
So I noticed her right away when her oldest was in 5th grade. She was running cross country on the team that I coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie walked up, and I honestly thought that I was going to pick my jaw up off the floor and hope that I played it cool enough that she didn't notice how uncool I was. But I remember just thinking that she was remarkably stunning.
I can see that.
And
she is.
And it didn't take long to realize that after I spoke with her that she was incredibly intelligent, funny, witty, a fantastic mother to her children.
Yeah.
But she's good to everyone's children, not just her own. And so for a thousand reasons, I found her just incredibly amazing.
Yeah, I can see why. And then Jamie.
I was actually terrified of him because he's great with the kids, but he doesn't mess around. He's incredibly strict and rules, and I could hear the way like a kid walked up, I think 2 minutes late one day.
I know,
and
this
story. He was like, do you know what time it is? Like, where have you been? Why are you late? And I was like, oh my gosh, like I was scared to death of him. I just didn't want to do a wrong thing, say a wrong thing to him, because to me he was this, you know.
Structure.
They do.
And they need it and they love it. They, you know, they want structure.
Yes.
And so I can see why they appreciate that in you.
Well, we know how to have fun when it's time to have fun, but when it's time to get to work, it's time to get to work.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of middle school, right? Is mm-hmm. that such a metamorphosis can occur. And a lot of times we see it unfolding as adults, but kids don't notice that it's happened until it's already happened.
Yeah.
And then when they look back, that's when the reflection occurs, is when they realize how they've changed. And,
yeah.
and a lot of times for the better. And
yeah.
so I feel like this is a great time to learn accountability, to learn self-discipline, to learn goal setting,
mm-hmm.
dedication, and what all those, how the, all those things factor into achieving
yeah.
some sort of success. Right. And I think somebody was interviewing Nick Saban, the former coach of Alabama football, right? And he's won a billion championships. And he talked about how his his interactions with his players are relational and not transactional. And yeah. I think that beautifully put into words what I was always trying to achieve. Yeah. I know my kids on a first name basis. I know about their lives. I know about their interests. And it's not just about what they can do for me. It's about what we can do together. Mm-hmm. And what we can really produce in the end. And you can't do that when you're just a transactional type of person.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, they have real expectations and there are real consequences for not meeting them.
Yeah.
You know, and they're realistic. They're attainable. They're not ungodly.
Yeah. Gosh, you are an amazing teacher, I can tell. Your kids are lucky to have had him as a teacher and as like a parent.
Yes. We left him right at home, so he really gets to know each of us. And he has a tick, and he tries his best to make those things happen for us every day. I mean, he puts a lot of effort to making sure everyone else is happy. You know?
I feel like I suck so bad.
No, you don't.
Person will be great friends. This is not good. And she did the same thing. Like, we absolutely put everything on the table. Those taboo subjects.
Yep.
And we've been together for almost 7 years, and we've never had a single argument.
Yeah.
Not one. We discuss and chat. Jamie will most certainly tell me what she thinks. I'll tell her what I think. We respect each other greatly.
Yeah.
And, I've told her this. I told her this. She's right all the time. But I've, and this is one of the things that I'm incredibly feeling about her is that something is important. Jamie can get from point A to point B so quickly and see the big picture. And there are times when I will actually look at her and say, how'd you get there so fast?
Yeah.
You know, like, I think I would have eventually gotten to that point, but it might have taken me a lot longer. Like, she can see it and put it all together.
Yeah.
Whereas I think I'm the other way around. I see all the pieces of the puzzle as individual pieces, and I put them together that way. She sees the big picture first and then can dissect it. And I think that that's part of what makes us work really well.
Yeah, like I said, you compliment. You seem to really compliment each other and fit into each other's lives in this special way.
I think we both knew, like, before we kind of had to change and make a lot of compromises to make things work, and it just felt like work a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone tells you, so we've talked about a lot. Relationships take work. Marriages work. It's hard. It's hard work. And I feel like we didn't want to do that hard work anymore. Like, we didn't want to be someone else. We wanted to be ourselves completely. And so that's why we were very upfront. Like, this is who I am. This is what's important to me. Like, take it or leave it. But I'm not changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can either deal with these things and be okay with it. emotionally safe.
Yeah.
Which I have never felt that way before. And I think, like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've felt physically safe before, but never, like, emotionally safe. And I feel like I'm totally emotionally safe with them.
I actually feel the same way. Yeah. Like, I feel like no matter what happens, I could lose my job, I could get cancer, or something horrible.
That sense when I saw you guys hug, I thought, now this is a special relationship. Aww. Right here. I have to interview them. And
cool.
I love it. You guys, I haven't even asked you any questions, and you've like just filled it right in. I was going to ask
funny.
You.
We
like...
were actually talking. Recently, we've had a conversation because, like, I was listening to some other podcasts around Valentine's Day, and they were talking about, like, say three things about your relationship right now. So we've had this conversation recently where I'm like, if you had three words to describe our relationship. Everything we do is fun. We can go to the grocery store. It's fun. We can go outside. We can pick anything to do, and we're still having fun. We can be driving in the car. We're laughing. We're talking. The other thing is, was it my other word, happy? Did I say happy?
Happy.
Happy, because, like, in general, just we're very happy. Like, I get up every day, and I've been so miserable before, right? Like, you've had those days where you just wake up miserable, and I'm just generally happy all the time. Like, happy that he comes home from work, happy that we're just doing simple tasks. And the other thing was, like I talked about before, safe, like safety. I never had that emotional safety before. So those are my three words, fun, happy, and safe.
And mine were fun, happy, and easy. And that's the thing, and that's the advice that I would give to my own girls, is if it's not easy, and if it's not always relatively easy, it was nice knowing you, but this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Because you'll save yourself a lot of trials and tribulations and heartache, because it really can be easy. You just have to put it all on the table.
Yeah.
And if there's something that doesn't align, it's not ever going to.
It never will.
It's
yeah.
not ever going
never
to.
Will. That small part will never change. You either have it or you don't. And friendship is important. Like, we're really, I would say he's
She's the coolest person
friend.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Spend every day of the year with him all day long and never be sick of him. So.
I think this is it. You guys have such great advice, and for everyone. I mean, I think picking three things that you like about somebody is it's a big deal. It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, and even find, you know, sometimes people can't even pick one thing that they like about their spouse. So it's really nice that you guys have such three lovely things, and that you've thought about it and you've talked about it.
What's so funny about that is that we both picked our three words. The part of the deal was is that you had to pick them and keep them private,
yeah, independently.
You didn't discuss and say, oh yeah, I want that one too.
Yeah.
And when we shared with each other, two of the three were the same.
Exactly.
And safe and easy kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To us, in just different articulation, really do mean the same thing as well.
Yeah.
Well,
you know?
I picked mine, and then I put him on the spot, because I'm like, I absolutely knew he was going to pick at least those two, and I knew that his other one would be similar, too, because we've had similar past experiences in relationships, so I just put him on the spot one night and told him, like, hey, like, this is what I listened to, this is what they were doing on the podcast. I have words, but I want you to go first, mm-hmm. and so...
I did.
He didn't know what I was going to say, you know, and he didn't even know we were going to do it.
I just
kind of sprung it on him when we were watching TV, just because I was curious, because I just, like, I love hearing about other people's stories.
Well, me too.
You two would be great friends.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, and, you know, after, you know, you've had something that just wasn't right, it's so nice to have something that's finally like, oh, like, this is what it's supposed to be, you know, like. Oh, man.
Yeah, some people like live a whole life and not
you never know.
Yeah, so yep. I would consider you both super lucky that you found each other.
Yeah, for sure. I totally do. And I like we have three girls. I had two children coming into this, and then we had a child together. And our older girls are teenagers, and I always tell them these things, like, you know, a relationship should not be hard. Like, if you guys can't, you know, if you're fighting a lot, you're not getting along, you don't want to spend all your time with that person, like, it's a red flag. And people don't change ultimately, like, you know, I mean, they can temporarily change, which is what I found. you know, in the other relationship, someone else would change for me, but really deep down they were still that same way, and it would always come out again. Like, if it was a temporary change, and sometimes it could be a deal breaker, right? Like, some of these things. So I just feel like if everyone were more honest and upfront in the beginning, it would save a lot of that. But it's hard, you know? I think you want someone to love you, and you think, well, they're not perfect, but they have this, this, and this.
Yeah. And don't you think, too, sometimes when you're young, you don't, it's hard to know all those things,
too.
It is hard
to know. It is very hard to know. And I was very young in my first relationship. I didn't know myself. I didn't know what was important. And everyone told me, like, oh, relationships are hard work.
Yeah.
So I believed it.
Well, she's so cute.
Thank you.
I feel like also people change as well. You go from like a young 20-year-old or whatever.
You do
and
change
you...
so much. Even in your 30s, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've told my girls. Like, I'm not, like, I do not want you married when you're under 30. Absolutely not. Because
I know.
In your 20s, you absolutely, even in your 30s, I changed a lot, I feel like. I feel like now in my 40s, I definitely know who I am, what I want, what's important to me. Yeah. When you're young, it's hard to know that. And so I've told them, like, don't even consider it. Like,
I agree. I had this conversation with some of the boys on this trip. Where like, I said, I think you guys should not be thinking about, not that they are thinking about getting married, but we talked about relationships. And I was like, I think 30 is a really good age to start thinking about getting married. And then take another 5 years or so before you have kids. It's just because then you get to know yourself, you get to know each other. Before you start into that, you know, because I think, you know, you want to be in a relationship for the long haul. I mean, that's what we're all kind of shooting for. But if you can, like, experience other relationships even, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can see you guys just being together forever, and I love your story.
Aw, thank
you. It's been such a pleasure interviewing you.
Cheers.
I am so glad. Thank you so much for sharing it with me.
Thank you.
And I can't tell you how much it actually means to me, your advice today. It's it has meant something to me too.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for listening to My Perfect Romance. Bye.